the way in which to reduce your costs and to maximize the efficiency out of your design, I think the one-size-fits-all approach is probably the way to go, so that you have one solution, one type of codec, one type of operational mode that can adapt to any network, whether it be an LTE network, whether it be fiber-based Ethernet circuits, or however your traffic is delivered to that destination. And so having the one-size-fits-all, it makes operation much easier, it makes fault-finding so much easier, provisioning of new services so much more straightforward. Some of the other advantages that we're getting as well is certainly the consolidation of circuits. So where we have a number of connections to the same site, whether there's additional traffic over the network as well, such as remote control of devices, maybe security, maybe processor remote control, RDS data, and other things that you might want to do. Actually, by moving to IP, you can actually consolidate all that into one physical delivery mechanism. And as long as you're using the right QoS policy and the right, and you've designed your network in the right way, you can correctly segregate that traffic and prioritize where appropriate. Most equipment not proven for broadcast use. Bit of a sort of general statement in that the equipment isn't predominantly designed for broadcasting. Multicast as a technology has been around a long time, but most of the equipment that we see is not really designed with multicast as the sort of primary goal of the equipment. And so, as we saw earlier, really on the hardware utilization and the fact that the router crashed and died, I think you've really got to make sure you test it harshly. Make sure you're proving the equipment before you suddenly start to deploy it. And so if this isn't main linked to your audience, should you really be scrimping and saving? I think that's a question that I probably can't answer, but certainly something to think about depending on the type of technology you're using, the type of bandwidth that you can afford. Should you really be scrimping and saving? And certainly on the R&D and certainly on your testing, not just a matter of throwing it in and hoping that it works, because it probably won't, or it may, but only for a while. It may not scale.